following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah, Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 2, verse 8. Hell yeah. Hour 2. That's right. Second half of the show, hour 2. If you missed hour 1, a lot of great shit went on. Between our co-host, the Buckham Dildo. There he is. If you have the video, you can see him there with his own microphone. The Buckham Dildo from Celebrity Dildos are doing co-host auditions. Because St. Pierre's been gone a very long time, and even if he comes back, I don't think I'm going to co-host the show. So there, you have the video, you see the Buckham Dildo. Of course, the audio... all the audio of these shows, stonerjesus.net, our social media is on there as well. You can email the show at stonerjesus420 at gmail.com. All kinds of great shit, stonerjesus.net. But if you want the video of hour two, you got to become a patron. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. So you see Buckham, the Buckham Dildo from Celebrity Dildos, our co-host auditions. I think he's added something to the show. He's kind of silent. You know, contributes more in, by example. He really leads by example, does the Buckham Dildo. Yes. Again, as I said in hour one, groundbreaking stuff. Groundbreaking stuff. Auditioning a dildo based on a celebrity soccer player from Celebrity Dildos. Co-host of the show. Groundbreaking is the perfect word. I don't think there's another word that's better. Can't think of one because there's not one. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that you would even think that. As I said, all information on the show, stonerjesus.net. I'm not going to keep saying groundbreaking because that's annoying. That's annoying. I keep using the word groundbreaking, but it's groundbreaking. What do I got going on here? Spread the word about stonerjesus.net. If you want the first half of the show, the free live streams, follow us on Periscope at stonerjesus420. So a lot of great shit you missed in hour one. If you missed hour one, go back and listen to it. Now, on... with hour two, this first story from Sky News. Nearly $18 million of cocaine seized in donated boxes of bananas in Texas. Massive quantities of the drug were found in boxes of fruit. They've been donated to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. That's right, someone donated $18 million worth of cocaine to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Some 45 boxes of bananas from Ports of America and Freeport were given away to the agency because they were already ripe. According to a Facebook post on the TDCJ's page, when two sergeants of the Scott unit arrived to pick them up, they, quote, discovered something not quite right. One of the boxes felt different than the others. They snipped the straps, pulled free the box, and opened it up. Inside, under a bundle of bananas, he found another bundle. Inside that, what appeared to be a white powdery substance. They merely notified port authorities and awaited instructions. There, if you have the video, you see the tweet from the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, or the Facebook post, rather, not the tweet. Sometimes life gives you lemons, sometimes it gives you bananas, and sometimes it gives you something you never expect. That's when they go on about the TDCJ being donated 2 pallets of bananas, 45 boxes from Ports of America. In Freeport, custom agents uncovered 540 packages of cocaine within the shipment, worth an estimated street value of $17,820,000. There you go. Why? I can't even begin to think about why that would happen. Is it a prank? Is it an $18 million prank? Is it? Okay, got them motherfuckers good. Is it a mistake? You gotta think it's a mistake that $18 million worth of cocaine, and it's a lot of money. Even for someone who's a millionaire, $18 million is a lot of money. If you have $5 million, $18 million is a lot more than you have. It's a lot of money. But you still have $5 million, you're still a multimillionaire. $18 million is a lot. This next story is a video from Mashable. Of course, it doesn't have a narrator, so I will be the narrator because you're expected to read the motherfucker for some inexplicable reason. I hate the videos of narrator. Of course, the videos that are worse are the ones they have the computer narrator. Fuck that. I will do that. I'm a professional broadcaster. For those of you who have the video, of course, you can see the video of the octopi, or, as I like to put them, call them, the octopussies, on ecstasy. That's right. Researchers are giving octopuses ecstasy in the name of science. Octopuses are notoriously antisocial. See, I thought it was octopi, but apparently I'm wrong, because this is a Mashable video. Of course, with the great, dance music. Anyway, octopuses, they're even known to attack and eat each other. Video continues. But when researchers gave octopuses the psychoactive drug MDMA, they found the creatures getting super friendly with each other. Huh. Similar to how humans get after taking ecstasy. Why is this a big deal? I don't know, tell me. Octopuses and humans are separated by more than 500 million years of evolution. But we share nearly identical genes for a protein involving serotonin. MDMA targets this particular protein. There's a drug effect of the octopus's social behavior, like it does for humans. It shows an important connection between serotonin and social behavior. It suggests that basic brain chemistry plays a major role in social behavior. Whereas prior research on social behavior often focused on complex brain functions, octopuses, they're just like us, getting all fucked up on ecstasy and being super social and all that shit. This last story from NPR.org, National Public Radio. By the way, for the rest of hour two, we got a lot of classic clips coming up, so stay tuned for those, especially new listeners and viewers. A lot of classic stuff, all that coming up. But first, as I said, from NPR.org, novelist who penned How to Murder Your Husband essay charged with husband's murder. Ah, the irony. How do you get away with murder? Maybe don't write a blog post about getting away with murder. Ha. Comedy. Police in Portland arrested 68-year-old Nancy Crampton Brophy. You have the video, you see her mugshot there. She's charged with the murder and the death of her 63-year-old husband, Chef Daniel Brophy. Apparently on June 2nd, police and medics arrived at the Oregon Culinary Institute. After students and instructors arrived for class, found Brophy suffering from a gunshot wound. The first responders attempted to revive him but weren't successful. In the press conference that day, police said they were investigating the death as a homicide and they had no immediate suspects. Excuse me. Crampton Brophy is a self-published author of romantic suspense novels, many featuring chiseled ex-Navy SEALs, books with, quote, rugged men, strong women, and a good story, she touted on her website. She described her home life. She said, I live in a beautiful, green, and very wet Northwest, married to a chef whose mantra is life is a science project. As a result, there are chickens and turkeys in my backyard, a fabulous vegetable garden, which also grows tobacco, for an insecticide and a hot meal on the table every night. For those of you who have longed for this, let me caution you, the old adage is true. Be careful what you wish for. When the gods are truly angry, they grant our wishes. I can't tell you when I fell in love with my husband, but I relate the moment. When I decided to marry him, I was in the bath. It was a big tub. I expected him to join me, and when he was delayed, I called out, "Are you coming?" His answer convinced me he was Mr. Right. "Yes, but I'm making hors d'oeuvres. Can you imagine spending the rest of your life without a man like that?" It's not a great story. Anyway, in 2011, for a blog called CJ Published, Crampton Brophy wrote an essay entitled, quote, "How to Murder Your Husband." Apparently the post is no longer public. She wrote, quote, "As a romantic suspense writer, I spent a lot of time thinking about murder and consequently about police procedure," the post read. "After all, if the murderer was supposed to set me free, I certainly don't want to spend any time in jail. And let me say clearly for the record, I don't like jumpsuits and orange isn't my color." The essay described a range of possible motives for murdering a husband, ranging from avoiding the financial hit of a divorce to infidelity by, quote, "lying, cheating bastard." And even the possibility that the wife is a professional contract killer. It weighed the pros and cons of different methods. Guns, loud, messy, require some skill. Knives, really personal and close up. Blood everywhere. Ew. E-W-W. Ew. She warned against committing crime of passion. She said, quote, "Most of the time there's a trail that leads directly to you. Each type of murder leaves clues. A crime of passion does not look like a stranger was involved." The couple have been married for 27 years, according to the Oregonian, and were reportedly inseparable. Brophy was a lead instructor at the Culinary Institute, where he was remembered, quote, as the resident encyclopedia of knowledge with, quote, offbeat sense of humor and creative approach to teaching. I guess this is definitely suspect. If your husband is murdered and you wrote a blog post entitled How to Murder Your Husband, I don't know. It's not good. It's not good. There you have it. More groundbreaking stuff. This is a groundbreaking show. It really is incredible. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. Like I said, classic bits and all that coming up, especially you new people. You don't want to miss those. We may go to Monday nights for permanent. I don't know. Maybe back to Sunday next week. Who knows? Depends on my schedule. Like I said, follow us on Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. Get the notifications. You'll know when we're on. StonerJesus.net for all the shows. Go join us on Patreon. Get the second half of the show on video. All the chapter and verse episodes in full video glory on Patreon. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. Please continue to do so. Classic bits coming up, bitches. Peace, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process. on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Everybody, this is St. Peter. Welcome to the newest, fastest growing internet sensation reality game show in the entire world, Shitting Wars. Studio.
What the fuck is that?
He's one of the bathrooms in
the... Peter, what are you doing?
Stoner Jesus sitting here taking a shit. Stoner Jesus, are you in here taking a shit?
Yeah, I'm taking a shit, motherfucker. What the fuck are you doing in here?
You're on the newest internet reality game show sensation, Shitting Wars.
Get the fuck out of here, Peter. Get the fuck out of here. Let me shit in peace.
Shitting Wars.
You stupid bastard.
Shitting Wars. You're on Shitting Wars.
I don't care about it. What's the fucking
Shitting
Wars?
The biggest shit. He wins.
Oh my
biggest
God.
Shit wins. It's Shitting Wars.
You better get the fuck out of here, Peter. We're not going to stall. I'm going to whip your motherfucking ass.
I don't even need to stand here, Jesus. At least I know how much of shit.
You better get
take
the
a long
fuck
time.
Out of here,
I don't got a
Peter.
Day.
All right. I'm going to wipe my ass right now. I'm going to get up. I'm going to beat the holy shit out of
you. Calm down there, Jesus. Calm
stupid
down.
Stupid motherfucker. I'm just
don't you want to win Shitting Wars?
I want to win your stupid fucking fake game show, you dipshit. Get the fuck out of
you
here.
Grumpy motherfucker.
Fuck you, ass.
Shut up. You grumpy motherfucker.
I'm gonna whip your ass.
You should know you want to win the great prizes
in
the greatest reality internet game show ever. Shitting Wars.
I'm gonna whip your fucking ass.
God damn it, Jesus.
Peter, right now.
All right,
I'll
leave you, motherfucker.
Here I come.
I'm gonna fucking.
I'm gonna whip your motherfucking ass.
You whiny bitch.
Bastard.
So, the first episode of the Shitting Wars didn't go too well. That's okay. We didn't have any winners this time, but stay tuned to the Stoner Jesus Show and the internet for the greatest internet radio sensation game show reality thingamabobber of all time, Shitting Wars. That's enough. Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me. Fuck, man, I'm tired.
See?
I'm really tired. Right now, we're on the road to try to find a third prison. We're having a little trouble.
See?
Finding the next prison on the list.
See?
So, you know, things have been rough going so far.
See?
The intern's driving. I'm trying to get some sleep or whatever, but this... Oh my God, this fat little Mexican, I can't get rid of him.
See?
I can't shake him. I've just been calling him C.
C.
Because that's all he says, it's fucking C.
C.
So it's... are you hearing this? Do you hear this in the background, Jesus? This is what I put up with. 24 hours a day.
C.
He just says C.
C.
He just goes on and on and on. Oh my God.
C.
I'm going nuts. I gotta be honest with you, Jesus. I gotta be honest with you. I think I'm gonna kill him.
See.
I think when he's not looking, I'm just gonna get like a sharp instrument, and I'm gonna plunge it into his neck, Jesus.
See.
I'm gonna plunge it into his neck. I'm gonna watch him bleed everywhere until he dies, and the light goes out of his eyes, and then I'm gonna dump him on the side of the road, Jesus.
See.
I can't fucking handle this.
See.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Jesus? Are you hearing this in the background, Jesus?
See.
This is what I put up with every minute of every goddamn day. He just says, see.
See.
God damn it. Shut the fuck up, you little Mexican bastard. I'm going to kill you.
See.
Don't you understand? If you don't shut up, I'm going to fucking kill you.
See.
You will be dead. You will be fucking dead. You know, like I've killed people before. I've killed lots of people.
See.
I'll kill you without a second fucking thought or hesitation, you little fat
see
bastard.
See.
Oh my god, Jesus.
See.
I'm losing it, man.
See.
Anything, the fucking Drano's not working anymore to kill the pain, Jesus. I'm fucking losing it. You got to give me this fucking poison and I'm gonna die if I don't find Chemo Suave.
See.
I'm losing it, Jesus. I'm freaked the fuck out and I'm fucking losing it.
See.
And any minute now, I'm gonna snap and kill this little fucking Mexican.
See.
Do you hear me, Jesus? I'm gonna kill this little fucking Mexican. He's gonna be dead.
See.
Blood will be on your hands, Jesus. Not mine. I don't give a shit.
See.
Oh my God.
See.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna get off here, Jesus. I'm gonna get off here next time I call.
See.
I don't know, you may not hear that in the background anymore, you know what I'm saying?
See.
Yeah, I think you know what I'm saying.
See.
So St. Peter, reporting from, oh God, I don't know. I don't even care anymore.
See.
Fuck you, Jesus.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary, CannabisRadio.com.
Have you heard of GreenGoneDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called Green Gone, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get Green Gone. That's GreenGoneDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGoneDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm here. What? I can barely hear you, Jesus. It's so loud here. It's so loud. There's so much wind and rain. And right now I'm between two buildings. Trying to get a little cover. I'm not really understanding the point of this, Jesus. I don't understand why do people need live coverage of the hurricane on the radio? I'm not sure I understand the point of what we're doing here, man. If you say so, Jesus, I mean, you're the smarter one of the two of us, obviously, but I just can't help but feel that you've somehow done this on purpose as a way to, like, stick me in a predicament that man, it's really windy, it's just so cold, man, it's so cold. Yeah, anyway, there's a hurricane coming to New Orleans. If you didn't have enough coverage on the 16 TV channels and all over the internet and shit, you weren't aware Isaac is bearing down in New Orleans. These people are going to be fucked again, man. They're going to be fucked again. By the way, Jesus, how the fuck am I getting out of here? It's getting really bad. I mean, am I after this thing, can I go? Man, I can't stay down here. Man, I gotta get out. I can't get out. I gotta get out of here. This is making me claustrophobic. These two fucking buildings. And I'm in between. I'm very claustrophobic. I don't understand why I'm here, Jesus. You know, people, do the Stare of Jesus listeners really need live coverage of Isaac? I mean, they can't go to the Weather Channel or the weather websites or whatever. I don't understand, Jesus. Holy crap, man. I think I saw a tree go by. Oh. Come on, Jesus. I gotta get out of here, man. Well, let's pack this crap up. It seems crazy to me, Jesus, bringing all this satellite equipment all this way for a 2-minute update with no pictures or nothing. It doesn't seem right, Jesus. I mean, how much of an update can there be with just audio? I'm just audio. Why didn't we do video, Jesus? It would have made more sense. It made more sense for me to do all this. Okay, well, I'm going to pack this up, man. I'm coming back. I'm not staying down here. No. You can't make me, Jesus. You can't make me stay down here. There's nothing you can do about me. I'll fly the damn helicopter myself. I've been watching him fly the helicopter. Seems a lot like driving a car. I think I can do it. So I'll be back by tomorrow, Jesus. Back in the studio. So St. Peter for this update from Isaac in New Orleans. I'm signing out, Holmes. Peace.
It's time for the St. Peter Sports Report. We actually have the man himself live from the hospital after his unfortunate homemade fireworks mishap on the July 4th podcast. St. Peter, it's time for sports, man. You there?
Yeah. I'm here, Jesus. I'm here, man.
All right.
Yeah, right.
So, I guess, are you feeling any better?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, man. They put some shit in this IV, and boy, oh boy, I'm fucking floating, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's good. What do you got for we're live in the air, man. What do you got for sports?
Oh, well, there's this TV on in here, and there's like a sport going on, but I'm not sure what it is. It's got guys running around.
Okay. I guess we'll go with this. We'll describe it. What's going on?
Oh, well, there's like guys, man. They got masks on, and they got like sticks, you know, and like they're running around with like sticks with like nets on them, like they're trying to catch butterflies. But they're throwing like a ball instead.
Lacrosse.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, man. Lacrosse, but,
Peter.
Oh, yeah, what?
Yeah, you were doing the sports report, man.
Oh, yeah, there's these guys on TV, and, you know, I'm not gay or anything like that, but, you know, I would, you know, I'd blow a couple of these dudes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know?
That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, anyway, it really, it doesn't matter. I wonder where that nurse is, man. This shit's got me feeling good. Anyway, I was talking to this chick.
Okay, this
night.
Is...
And what?
This has been really interesting, Peter, but I think that's going to be it for the sports report.
Oh, what? Who's this?
It's me, Stoner Jesus. We're on the air. You were doing the sports report.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Well, anyway, I was talking to this hooker the other night. She was like, you know, it's going to be $40.
Okay, all right, man, all right.
And I said, man, bitch, I ain't got $40.
We'll see you when you get out of the hospital.
Who do you think you are? You're going to charge me $40 for a fucking blowjob? That's crazy.
Peter.
That's crazy. I can get a dig down the street for like $25. $25
okay.
Blowjob.
Okay, just...
You know what I'm saying?
Just turn that down. That's good.
Bitches.
Wow. He just fucked up, son. Well, I think I want to give me some of that. He's feeling good. Motherfucker had his whole body burned. Talking about lacrosse and hookers. Damn. Well, anyway, that was St. Peter with sports. It's been really... I'm really glad we started this sports segment. It's really been incredible. Incredible shit, man. Stoner Jesus Show Live. We got more coming up. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.